Dagmatic is the first generation New Zealander. She's of Tongan and German heritage descent, and a textile artist, particularly working with Natu, a Tongan Tapa. So throughout her career, she has followed her own instincts. She believes that being honest to oneself is an assurance that quality and integrity will shine through. Much of what motivates her creativity is her work. Is her work can give pleasure and be enriching. Dagmar's work is identifiable. It has established its own method of mark making that stands out. While it has evolved and developed, it can't help but retain its individuality. It has always been about her personal view and expression on the world.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Thank you to Jane and Darren for a beautiful, warm welcome and lovely introductions, I might add. I feel a little bit like, wow, the artist goes first tonight, throw me out there, but all good. Where do I start? I think I know that my whole talk tonight's really going to place me in how old I am, because I'm going to go right back to the days when I was at art school, because this is back in the early 90s, when I think there is, so sorry to start all of this. I know we hear about this beautiful book, right? But I'm actually going to just widen it and give a more of a context around working with museums, because that was my brief as I was given. So I'm not really speaking, even though my practice is based a lot on Ngatu and everything, I'm just going to give you a bit of a talk about how I, as an artist, have used museums all through my practice, and how that looks when it was in the 90s and how it looks today, and so how that's evolved. So obviously, the other great thing is it's the first time I've given a talk in a library, which has been really lovely. It's really lovely to be here, because my whole life I've loved libraries. One of my earliest childhood memories is always my family taking me to the Takapuna Library, and I'm always, you know, getting books out and stuff. So it's really lovely to be in a library setting, and I've got books to share. So I'm just feeling very good and very at home, so that's really lovely. So when I got to Elam, I came from high school at Westlake on the North Shore, and I was doing art, and I loved art, and I got into Elam, which was the only thing I really wanted to do. But all that time, I had nothing really to look at, because this is all pre-internet, pre-anything. So books were the only way to access information. When I walked into the Elam Library, I was so excited because I found this book. And it was like, this book, I was talking to Andy about it on Sunday, he kind of triggered me to kind of go down this road of sharing. It was the Oldman Collection book that I saw, and in it, there was these. It became all these things from the Tonga started to surface out at me. So that was really lovely. So I really enjoyed and was really so thankful to find these books, and so thankful that I was talking to Andy about the whole... back then it was like this process of you found the book, then you went to the photocopier and you photocopied the pages, and then you put them in your workbook, because that was all part of it. It was sort of like... So for me, there's a whole reverence about what was happening back then. Things were very cherished, as opposed to today, where everything's just so instant. So back then, it was really immense lots. Everything went into my diary. Everything was recorded to the point that, I was writing and writing and all these things down. So that was really exciting for me to find these books. Not many at the time, but I do recall... Is this just going to... Is that to you or to me? That's better, probably. So from these Oldman books and through my 3 or 4 years at... I spent 5 years at Elam, and I majored in print. In my fifth year, I started to really hone into screen printing. And these were some of the earliest screen prints of my work. So the work on the left is called Pendant Weapon. It was done in 94 or 95. Maybe the one on the right is 96. And in this workbook was where I was doing all my little drawings about all these things. And when I say I was writing, I was literally writing everything down, you know, where it was found in the book and where it was referenced and so forth. And I think it was really important for me, and I made a little note here. This is 30th of June 1996. My titling works in reference to plate numbers, removing a personal touch as to keep with how they are directly displayed in boxes and museums. So my whole point about these works were I've titled them plates because that's how they were titled in the books. There was no real personal connection to them. And of course, they were all like our beautiful book displayed behind glass, which we all understand is, of course, to, you know, preserve them and so forth. But it was sort of like that real disconnect. So I was, you know, talking about those disconnects. You can go to the next slide. And so in 97, 98, I started doing the prints to the right. But 3-4 years ago was my first introduction to a museum collection, a physical one. And that took me halfway around the world to Vienna. And this is down in the vaults where I spent a whole day just exploring the collection. But I guess for me, the biggest thing was the emotions and the personal connection to the Taonga that I was touching. For 20 years, I'd only been seeing in books. And suddenly, I have them in my hands, and you need to kind of realise just how special that is and how I actually felt incredibly privileged to be in those places and handling these beautiful artefacts. And so if you've drawn them and looked at them and all for 20 years to actually have that moment was very, very special. So that access to those museums was very, very special. So this is in Berlin. Some of you will know this is Markus Schindelbeck. So I think I said his name right. The combs that you can see. One of the things I was saying to Andy, when this book came out, I remember The Art of Taonga. This was sort of, when did this, mid-90s maybe? I remember walking through Devonport. It was in the Devonport bookshop, and it was in the front window, and oh my gosh, when I saw this, I was like, oh, wow, and it was just like my Bible, and Andy was looking at me before, he goes, oh, Devonport, it's so nice because it's full of paint. I said, well, it should be, because it's very loved and very cherished. But, you know, when you look at these things, again, you take it, you lift it out of a book, and then to be able to touch it and see it, and see it all in person is just something else. So that was a really neat day in Berlin. A different experience, and I'll talk about why in a minute, in terms of, and again, I'll probably just giving you sort of correlations from my work to the works that, you know, looking through the drawers. And so Vienna was a day where I was left on my own, as opposed to a day in Berlin with someone standing right beside you. Mm-hmm. So there was quite a difference. So the woman on the image on the left is Gabby from Vienna, who looks after the ethnology collection. I think the people that look after our collections are really critical to the relationship that you'll have with the collection. This woman never met me before, but we arranged to meet and everything. But she didn't even have to know much to know that if you're coming halfway around the world, that, you know, it's special. And she just allowed me to be down in there. You know, just my gloves on, but going through everything and in my own time, as opposed to my friend in Berlin, who it was tough work to just even get him to take me to anywhere. So that was a different experience because of the person around that. So I think the people are really, really important. And of course, the image on the right, everyone would know the lady in the middle, Dr. Adrian Kepler. So that was at the King's coronation. So she's another woman that I've, of course, looked at through all her books and studied and have admired the work she's done. I know there's a lot of controversy, you know, there is controversy around her and her access and so forth, but you know what? She's still written some great things. And so, I mean, I think I appreciate anything that people are putting together, people are writing. I was able to personally acknowledge Andy on Sunday in terms of the work he's done with Tongan clubs. And, you know, for us as artists, just to have anything like that, that people are doing work on is really, really significant and good for us all, I think. And my last image is, of course, I do want to acknowledge Billy tonight, because this is taken probably about 3 years ago, maybe. Greenlee McDonald's, because that's always classy. and this is with our Tongan group of artists that Nofataha. That Billy has been really great in providing us with information. So Billy had just been to Vienna, come back, and she was showing us things. And I guess it's that appreciation that most of these collections are a long way away for many of us, will never see them. So Billy was able to bring that back and sort of share those things, share it in a way that we were able to converse really freely, and she was listening and obviously really wanting to hear what we had to say too. So I appreciate, Billy, what you do for us as well in terms of providing resources and opening up those dialogues and those conversations for us as artists, that we can access these things, and always making those connections if we are making trips overseas. And they're not always over in Europe, or I mean in America. They've been to the Australian Museum, so they are closer to home. Auckland Museum, of course, with Kolekisa up the road, and Fuli. So these collections, you know, we've got some really cool people, Nina Tonga down in Te Papa. There are some really cool people and good places that are allowing us access into these collections. So I know that these aren't long talks, but it's just a little bit of an understanding and idea that over time, I guess it's evolved from the books. Now I know that we're all click and Google and see that image and that image, but I have to say, I feel really privileged that I didn't have that. I actually had the other process, because I think it's far more considered, and everything's a lot more sort of richer for it, I think. You know, not so instant and it's just sort of fleeting, but there is sort of a sense of things are worth more. So I hope that's just a little bit of a wide platform for our next great speakers. So I welcome up Billy.
Thank you.